Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, greetings and blessings, greetings and more blessings coming to you live from the upper room of the Sankofa Divinity Blog Talk community here. All right, I am your hostess, Moses. I am Dr. Yahshua Elohim, bringing you to light as a divine expression of all that is and all that will ever be. I am the co-creator of all that I do because I recognize that there is a greater and higher power behind all that I do and all that I am and all of how I serve. So here I am once again, bringing the light as they bring it through me, and I will take this moment to surrender to whatever they have to say. Because I, at the end of the day, it is not I that doeth the work, but it is the Most High and all of the heavenly hosts that does it through me, all right? So here we are. Before I even get started, I want to say to my callers, if you want to call in, you can always call here at 563-999-3476. The number here again is 563-999-3476, all right? If you want to contact Dr. Yahshua Elohim, that is me, for a virtual live coaching session, you can. You can contact me for a free consultation at 984-444-2157. Again, that is 984-444-2157. Also, if you want to contact me via my website, you can always go to my website. It is Sankofa. You spell that with a S-U-N-K-O-F-A divinity.com. Okay? You can always submit your request or whatever else that it is that you need to say to me or you want to say. You can submit it, and I will receive it from my I will receive it in my inbox. Okay? So here we are once again on this fine day of May the 4th. May the forces be with you this day, because they definitely with me this day. I've had a very interesting day. I woke up this morning with a sound mind, a mind of good reasoning, and a mind of love and wisdom. And with that love and wisdom, I was able to channel a clear and precise message and deliver that message to wherever it needed to go. And it was done without any kind of emotions to it. It was something done, and there was something said that needed to be said, whether the person understood it or not. And perhaps they don't want to, they don't need to understand it. Maybe they need to have the experience. Because oftentimes, you know, we can read things over and over again, but we really don't get the gist of the message. We don't get the depths of the message, okay? But what happens is we go through life and we begin to experience the thing in which we have been reading or studying. So when you experience it, I call it qualitative research. When you experience it, you become the true owner of that message. It's not just something you read in a book. It is also something that you have experienced. Too often in life, we have people who have read books, they have studied, they have did research, but they have not had an experience at all. For an example, I have not had an experience of being a drug addict. I don't know what it is to be a drug addict. However, because of that, I cannot wear the shoes of another individual who has been a drug addict. And oftentimes I can't even wrap my mind around the idea of being dependent or codependent on a particular substance. that would control your mind, your body, and all about you. My mind just will not allow me to go there. And it won't allow me to go there simply because I recognize a higher, and greater power within myself. Now, most people will probably say, well, you know, addiction is a disease. Yeah, it's a disease.
Mm-hmm.
Eating is a disease to some people. So all you have to do is make a choice to do that which is contrary. And it's going to take courage. It's going to take your will to turn that thing around in your life so that you can be a clear and clean vessel for your own divinity. Not my divinity, but your own divinity. You know, we here at Sankofa Divinity, we are always talking about returning home. Matter of fact, the show is called Returning Home to Self. Returning home to self, what does that mean? That means going within oneself to establish a relationship with your own divinity. That's what that means. How do we do that? We do that through meditation, prayer, and contemplation. That's how we do that. Silence is golden, okay? I used to, I had this cousin who, she was much younger than I, and there were times that she would find herself in some difficult situations. And my advice to her, or my wise counseling to her, was to be quiet and be still. And make your request within yourself and wait for the peace to come. If you don't have peace, you don't move. You don't make no decisions. You don't make decisions out of emotions. You don't make decisions out of emotions, because emotions, they come and they go. They're no different than this river, the Falls of Neuse River that flows downhill. No different. One thing about a river, it never stops. It is constantly and consistently moving. So that's how our emotions are. Our emotions are constantly and consistently moving from one emotion to another emotion. This is why you have moody people, because their emotions are moving from one place to the other. And that is, they become moody because they're not grounded. What is moody? Spacey. Spacey, just all over the place. Your mind is all over the place. Your heart and your mind is incoherent to one another. It's incongruent. It's not in alignment with one another. So you're kind of, your mind is saying one thing and your heart is saying something completely different. What you want to do with your divine self, you want to sit within yourself and sit whatever feelings that you may have, sit in those emotions and feel them so that there can be a breakthrough or a bursting out of whatever is holding you captive. Because at the end of the day, the very thing that holds you captive, same thing that will what? Set you free. All you have to do is be willing to let it go. And I have been guilty. I have been guilty of holding on to things that no longer serve me. People, places, and things and ideas, even belief systems, holding on to them for dear life because I think it's right. No, it's not right. When you hold on to things, what you are doing is denying the evolution of your own being. You're denying the evolving of oneself. See, when you tap into your divine self, or when you tap into your divinity, you have to recognize that you are an evolving being. That means you will be flowing every day. It will feel different every day because you are evolving to a greater and higher place, and it's called the upper room of your consciousness, okay? That is it, the upper room of your consciousness, where you become the word made flesh, the word made true, the word word made vibrational, okay? Everything, and if you look at the laws of the universe, cause and effect, you line up with all those laws, the laws of cause and effect, the law of mentalism, the law of vibration, the law of correspondence, the law of polarity, the law of gender. You would know exactly the rhythm and the season of all things. You'll be able to recognize it and see what is really going on. You'll be able to recognize patterns that are taking place, not only in your own life, but in someone else's life. And in doing that, you yourself, as a divine being up in the upper room, becomes the way, the truth, and the light for that person. Not only that, you become a light for the world. And then you begin to live in this world, but you ain't of this world. So you begin to move and shake a different way. You begin to express yourself in different ways. You begin to walk differently. You begin to dress differently. Okay? You begin to dress differently. You begin to dress like you are royalty. You begin to speak as you are a god or a goddess. You will begin to become keenly aware of the things that you manifest in your life and the things that you do not want to manifest. You will become the director of your life. You will become the co-creator of all things with the higher, higher, higher aspect of your being. Isn't that a wonderful place to be in? That is a wonderful place to be in. I don't care what nobody's saying. No one says, I honestly believe, and I know without a shadow of a doubt, and I know people are out there talking about believe, whatever. All I know is that I believe, or I be living in my highest aspect of myself. And as I do that, I recognize that I am an evolving being. And because I am an evolving being, or you are an evolving being, you have to recognize that you are under a divine plan. And the divine plan, you are allies to cosmic intelligence. Your ally is cosmic intelligence. You will begin to see things that other people don't see. You will begin to hear things other people don't hear. Understand this. All your five senses will become heightened. That's why they call them clairs, the clarity, clairaudience, clairvoyant. Okay? All of them is clarity. The clarity of all your senses are heightened and immediately elevated and expanded. And oftentimes you can't explain it to no other person. You can't, other than the people who speak that same language. But sometimes, you know, sometimes you're sent into the mass of the people to show them the way and to take them from one place in space in their being to another place in space in their being, leading them and guiding them and letting them know that they are the light, just like I am the light or you are the light, and they can do wondrous things. I often say, and I tell this story about Yeshua, okay, they called him Jesus in the book, but he said it out of his own mouth. He said, these things that I do, you will be able to do them too and be able to do more. That's what he said. Now, I'm going to say this. I am happily 51 years old, and I'm aging gracefully. Gracefully. Sometimes I feel like I'm ageless. Nevertheless, my bones remind me that, no, you're not. It puts a pause in my step, if you will. But I have experienced quite a great deal of a lot of things. And because of these things that I have experienced, it has allowed me to dip deep down into the divine, the sea, the ocean of wisdom, the ocean of divine knowledge and understanding, overstanding, understanding. It has allowed me to dip down into those waters and because I have dipped deeply down into those waters, I was able to pinpoint and connect the things that were going on inside of my own life or my own emotions. Life is going to do what it do. Life is only going to live. That's what it do. That's what life is all about, is to live. But out of the issues of your heart, you create situations, people, places, things, experiences in your life to reinforce to you or to reaffirm that you need to work on this thing right here. There's something here. It's an indicator. They're saying that this is an indicator that you need to work on this. And how you work on it, you got to work on it from the root. Why do you work on it from the root? Well, that's just like asking yourself, why does a house have a foundation? A house has a foundation to maintain and sustain its stature, okay? Its stability. You go down to the root of what the issue is. Your issue is, and you work that out. The Bible say, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Yeah? You work your issues out, these situations that you have within yourself that has caused you to create these experiences outside of yourself. Okay? You work those issues out, the root of it. And when you begin to work out the root of it, trust me when I say this, my dear friend, you will cause a ripple of change to take place in your life, and you will immediately be healed. I tell a story of an experience that I had one day. I'm sitting and I'm thinking, why am I going through this? Why? What is this all about? Where is this coming from? So in asking myself takes me on a journey. The higher part of myself, the higher aspect of who I am, takes me on a journey within myself, and it takes me down into certain memories that I have. And I found out the root of it. And I'm going to say this. I call it the root. I call it a splinter in my energetic field. A splinter. Huh? A splinter in my energetic field. So when I recognize this splinter in my energetic field, I just pulled it out. And immediately I was healed. I was made whole again. Now, let me say this. I always talk about how we are whole, perfect, and complete. We are. But we're whole, perfect, and complete every day. Every day. It's almost like a windmill of some sort. You know how you see, it's one of those water carriers. Where, and I think it's like a windmill, but it goes around and then it goes under this water. You go up under that water and you're cleansed and you're brought out, and it goes around again. You're on the wheel of this situation, and you go around and around until you're cleansed. You're clean of it. The splinter of it is removed. And once it's removed, you have no need to experience it anymore. And not only that, the person who brought you the experience, they no longer have a space or place in your life. you don't find them a significant aspect of your life anymore. It's not to say that you're going to be rude to them or anything like that. It's only to say that their assignment in your life has been completed, or the cycle that you've had with this person, be it person, place, or thing, or idea, is now completed. And now you get a chance to realize what you have taken away from the experience. And you have to do that. Because at some point you have to ask yourself, well, why would I co-create a situation like this? Why would I bring this into my life? What is it from a higher perspective, from a higher self, that I need to see? Because again, you're co-creating with the highest of highest. You're co-creating. So you and the higher aspects of yourself, you are one. You're working as a team. When you move, they move. When you move, they move. But at the same time, they are moving, but they're not going to compromise the integrity of who they are, divinity, the divine hosts, I call them, the upper room, those in the upper room. Those in the upper room, they're not going to compromise. So what they will do is watch you, observe as you go through, and wait for you to ask for their assistance. But they're not going to take over for you. They're not going to take over for you, because we have all been given the power of choice, free will. Free will allows us to make choices. To make choices is essential to the cultivation of our spirituality. Huh? So every day that we're on this earth as spiritual beings having this human experience, it would behoove of us to maintain and sustain a constant and consistent relationship with our divine self, or with our divinity. With our divinity. Because in doing that, that's the only way that you can come to yourself. Only way that you can come to yourself and know who you are as a divine being. And as you begin to know who you are as a divine being, what everybody else say about you on the outside, it don't even matter, because you know who you are. And not only that, when you come into knowing who you are, you will begin to become irresistibly drawn to people who recognize your divinity. Huh? Irresistibly drawn, and they too irresistibly drawn to you. So you're constantly pulling the goodness of all that is and all that will ever be to you. Huh? Isn't it a glorious day? Isn't it? This is what makes the days and the days of living so precious, is that we have this opportunity. We always have this opportunity to make different choices. We have opportunities to change our minds about how we want to feel about a particular thing. Because at the end of the day, you got to understand, gravity don't lie. So what do I mean by that? So if I'm angry, and I'm dealing with the lower vibrations of my being, guess what? You're being pulled down. The gravity of it is pulling you down until you make a conscious decision to come to yourself and rise up out of it. And as you rise up out of it, then the higher aspects of your being will pull you up out of the shadows of that. And you will become naked and not ashamed. and be able to walk this journey hands down. Hands down. So every day for the rest of my life, for the rest of my life, I will always come on this show, do a blog, and be talking about coming into who you are as a divine being. I will always be doing that because I dwell in the house of the Most High. I am a dweller of the house of the Most High. I dwell in the upper room of all that is and all that will ever be. Am I boasting? No, I'm just telling you where I live. I'm just telling you where I live. So if you know where I live, then you know what I'm going to be saying to you. You know how I'm going to step off on my left foot and not my right. You know these things. You already know these things. Am I saying that you won't have knee-jerk experiences once you return home to self? No, I'm not. Because we're here to have the human experience. But I am saying you would choose another way, a brighter way, to respond to a particular person, place, or thing, or idea. You will respond in different ways. Huh? And the dialogue in which you have with yourself on a regular basis will change. You will become your bestest best friend. Bestest best friend. And because of that, you draw friendly companionship to you. People who are supporting you, people who listen to you. Now, I'm going to say this. I just recently had an experience, and as I mentioned on my other show, is that I have lived my life mostly in a hermit mode. Okay? Hermit mode. I have lived most of my life in a hermit mode. But recently, I have begun to get out and see what the world has to say to me and how it has choosing to respond to me. So here I am. I have friends. I call them soul connections. They're true soul connections, my soul tribe. I have quite a few. Oh, excuse me. I yawn. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, here it is. This is my soul tribe. Now, since I've hooked up with my soul tribe, there is no harsh judgment there. There's always constant good communication, always inspiration. We're always trying to lift each other up. Although we may be going through our own thing, but at the end of the day, we are cooperative components that have come together for the greater good of our own humanity. That's what we are. That's what soul tribes are. They come together for the greater good of humanity, for humanity, for the collective, okay? That's what we are, and that's how we should live. I strive to live my life with the shield and buckler of wisdom and love, hands down, hands down. To not love to me, to not love to me is painful. It's a painful way to go. To be angry and upset and hostile and bitter against another person is painful to me. Now, I've gotten to a place where I do not have anything to do with another person, but it's the things that they have chosen to do. The things that they have chosen to do and the way that they have chosen to be in life I may feel some kind of misalignment with that. And that's not to say that I can't give them a glass of water, but it is to say that, you know, I'm not going to mingle with you. I'm not going to sit down and have dinner with you, knowing that I know you are this and this and this, or something contrary to my being, okay? And because you don't know yourself, you can hurt yourself by trying to harm me or do foul and ill things towards me, a divine being who already know who they are. But DMX, bless his soul. Bless his soul, DMX. Bless your soul. He made a statement and he said, you can always expect a person to be who they are. You can always expect them to be who they are. Always. But when they show you who they are, you better know it. You better know. You better know it. You know it because you can always expect them to be who they are. If you expect people to be who they are, then you let them be. You let them be. But you do not allow them to change and modify who you are as a divine being. You guard that with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. Because one thing I know about divinity and the divine self, divine self, is that it will not compromise the integrity of what it is. Therefore, it cannot be a hypocrite. It cannot be a hypocrite, and it cannot be called a liar. It cannot. So we kind of get away from things that will place us in those kind of statuses, if you will. It will place us there. So that's what I wanted to come on and talk about today. You know, again, it's a glorious day. It's sunny outside. It's May the 4th. And, you know, the forces are truly with me this day. No doubt, hands down. And I am with them. I am one. I am allied. I'm allied with the greater cosmic intelligence of all that is and all that will ever be, the infinite intelligence, the heavenly host, the divine host of all that is, okay? The gurus and ascended masters that have come before us, the archangels and angels, the heavenly host from the other world. Okay, but whatever I am doing and whatever I am saying, I'm not saying it to boast. I'm saying it to inspire you to tap into that part of your being so that you can continue to live a happy and prosperous life, so that you can move through life from peace to poise, from poise to peace, from peace to poise. Or peace to grace, or grace to be. That's how you want to live, consistently. Are you going to have knee-jerking experiences? Yes. But when you do, you will respond to the things with love and wisdom. How do you do that? You surrender. You surrender to it. You relax into whatever is taking place, and you turn it over to the Most High. You turn it over to the Most High so that it can be transmuted inside of you. And then you go forth with love and wisdom, and you respond to it from that space and place within yourself. Huh? So I have 34 minutes on the clock. I'm about to get up out of here. I had this show. I faced this show for 45 minutes. However, once you have said all that you need to say and all that you know that the divine has said through you, you become happy and healthy in your healing. And there's no need to prolong anything. Once again, my name is Dr. Yahshua Elohim. You can always find me on Facebook as well. You can go there. I am Yahshua Elohim on the Facebook. You can reach me at Sankofa Divinity. That's SunkofaDivinity, divinity.com. Or you can reach me for a free consultation at 984-444-2157. Okay? So with that, I'm going to go ahead and close out. And I say to you all, be blessed, stay focused, stay in the light. And if you happen to find yourself in the darkness of all that you are in, find a space where you can be grateful. Get on a disc, Abraham. Okay, Abraham Hicks, Esther Hicks. Get on a flying disc of gratitude. And that flying disc will raise you and bring you up out of that. And you will begin to see it from a different perspective. Huh? Fly like the eagle. Soar like the eagle. Don't eat like a chicken. All right? Be well.